This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. So we're going to try inshallah ta'ala to finish Kitab al-Salah, and I think we're going to have to do it inshallah ta'ala. And so I'm going to jump right in. We had a few miscellaneous chapters of Kitab al-Salah left, and the first of these is Babu Salat al-Khawf, the chapter of the prayer of fear, the prayer of fear. And Salat al-Khawf, as the name gives away, it is the prayer that is done when the Muslim is worried about his safety or her safety. And it is authentically narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed Salat al-Khawf in a number of different manners. In fact, Imam Ahmad said that it is that we have six different narrations of how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed. So based on this, the Hanbali madhab says, and I now quote, وَتَجُوزُ صَلَاتِ الْخَوْفِ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ صِفَةٍ صَلَّاهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. You may pray the Salat al-Khawf in any manner that has been narrated by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And because, alhamdulillah, we live at times of safety, and the Salat al-Khawf is typically performed on the battlefield when you are engaged in actual fighting. This is the standard, method of performing the prayer, that when you are actually engaged in a legitimate jihad and you're facing the enemy, that is when you perform Salat al-Khawf. Alhamdulillah, this is not something that is we are doing here. And so we're not going to go into all of the different riwayat and all of the different ahadith, but the one way that we'll quote, وَالْمُخْتَارُ مِنْهَا, the best way that you should perform Salat al-Khawf, if you're able to, is what? أَنْ يَجْعَلَهُمُ الْإِمَامُ طَائِفَتَيْنِ. The leader should divide the group into two camps. طَائِفَةٌ تَحْرُسْ وَالْأُخْرَى تُصَلِّي. One group will be protecting, and one group will pray. Now, what is the point of all of this? Ideally, you want to have a jama'ah even on the battlefield. And this shows you how important jama'ah is, that even on the battlefield, you should try to have a jama'ah. And the jama'ah can only take place when fighting is not active. So there are going to be spurts of fighting, there are going to be some delays, or they're going to be just waiting or sitting. Or the army is going to meet each other and basically negotiations taking place. But those negotiations might last a few days. During those few days, you cannot have all of the Muslims line up and pray, because that's a great opportunity for a surprise attack. So what is to be done? The imam will break the army into two camps. One camp, one group will pray, and the other group will remain on guard. Okay? And by the way, this is what exactly what the Quran itself says. That let one group pray. Excuse me. These are my allergies coming up. Bismillah. Let one group pray, and let one group remain armed. So he is saying, so one group will remain armed, one group will pray, and they will pray one rak'ah. So Salat al-Khawf must always be done qasran anyway, because you're going to be on the battlefield. When you're on the battlefield, then you are a type of safar, because you don't know where you're going to be going and whatnot. So the default in Salat al-Khawf is going to be qasr. Okay? So imagine you're praying the two raka'at. So he is saying the imam will lead one raka'at with one group, and one group will be guarding. Correct? Then what's going to happen? When he stands up for the second raka'at, he will remain much longer. And the group that is praying with him will finish up by themselves the second rak'ah, even as the imam remains standing. Okay? Then there's going to be a swap, and the imam is still in the second rak'ah. The imam is still in the second rak'ah, and the swap is taking place. And he will then allow the second group to join and read the Fatiha, then go into ruku'. Okay? And then he's going to finish up, and when he does the tashahud and salam, when he is sitting, when فَإِذَا جَلَسَ لِلتَّشَهُّدِ, so when he sits down for the tashahud, قَامَتْ فَأَتَتْ بِالرَّكْعَةِ الْأُخْرَى. instead of sitting down with the tashahhud, the guys behind will continue praying. And then they will sit down for the tashahhud. Then, thumma sallam. Then he is going to make the taslim. So what has happened? The imam has prayed one jama'ah, and both groups have prayed behind him. Okay? And this is obviously the only time this is allowed. Because otherwise, if the group came late for the second rak'ah, then what are they going to do? They're going to sit down with the tashahhud. They're going to say the salam with the imam. Sorry, they're going to wait for the imam to say salam. Then they're going to stand up and complete their rak'ah. Whereas in this case, the imam will make a very long tashahhud, just sitting there. And he will wait for everybody behind to pray an extra rak'ah while he has already prayed two rak'ahs. And then he will make taslim. Okay, is that clear? So the point is, salatul jama'ah will be preserved even on the battlefield. And this demonstrates how important salatul jama'ah is. وَإِنْ اِشْتَدَّ الْخَوْفُ And if it is even more severe and their fear is more than this, صَلُّوا رِجَالًا وَرُكْبَانًا They will pray either on their feet standing or on their horses or camels, however they are, إِلَى الْقِبْلَةِ وَإِلَى غَيْرِهَا Facing the qibla and facing other than the qibla. Meaning, if it's worse than this, if they're actively shooting, engaged in battle, swords, and it's time to pray, and Asr time is going, and you are at the battlefield, and it's Asr time, they will pray in whatever state they are in, whatever case they are in. And يُومِئُونَ بِالرُّكُوعِ وَالسُّجُودِ They will make motions for ruku' and sujood. Just like the one who is sick and cannot physically do ruku' and sujood. And so the point here, and it is really demonstrative of how important salah is, even as you are wielding your sword, you will be praying asr at that time. You're not going to be delaying asr until maghrib. Whether it is, whatever is the situation, if the time is going to end. Now obviously, if you have time, you think the battle will finish by afternoon time, then obviously you will delay. But if that is not the case, then you will pray in whatever situation and circumstance, and you will make motions, whether it is by the head, if that is safe, or by the eyelids, or if you cannot even close your eyes, you will imagine yourself in ruku' and sujood, and that will be your ruku' and your sujood. And this demonstrates for you how important the salah is. وَكَذَلِكَ كُلُّ خَائِفٍ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ And similarly, everyone who is scared for himself, يُصَلِّ عَلَى حَسَبِ حَالِهِ That person will pray according to his situation. Okay, so may Allah protect me and you. Suppose we are worried about something, someone in our houses, for example, that we think a burglar is there or something like that, and we are terrified and scared and whatnot, and it is time to pray salah. Our sharia says, if we are literally in such a situation and circumstance, and we are frozen with fear or whatever, waiting for the police to come, whatever, and hours go by, you know, imagine, or even let's say the prisoners of war who have been tied up and they have nowhere else to go, or imagine any scenario or situation, still the salah has to be prayed. As long as you are conscious, it will be prayed. And if you cannot move, you will imagine. And whatever is your fear, you will take it into account. And if it is unreasonable to bow and do sujood and whatnot, then whatever you can do will count. وَيَفْعَلُ كُلَّ مَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ فِعْلِهِ مِنْ هَرَبٍ أَوْ غَيْرِهِ And he will continue doing whatever he needs to do, whether it's running away or whatever it is, he will continue to do it. But the salah will be imagined. And it will be done, and the Fatiha will be said, for example, if you can raise your voice. So whatever you can do, you do. Whatever you cannot do, you don't do, and you are forgiven. And obviously, for us here in this land, the main point of Salat al-Khawf truly is to demonstrate for us how strict the Sharia is about the Salah. That it never forgives the Salah. Even in the battlefield, even when you're wielding your sword, even when you're running for your life, and the time for Salah goes, Allah has given you in the Qur'an, and it's in the Qur'an, Surah An-Nisa is in there very clearly, that one of the procedures of Salat al-Khawf is in the Qur'an, and the Ahadith mentioned many other procedures, and therefore there is no concession for abandoning the Salah in any circumstance. فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَا اسْتَحْيَيْتَهُ تعصيني
ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رحمي.